Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. You don't have to be much of a moviegoer to know that classic films are making their way back into theaters. But as Dustin Morrow, assistant professor of film at Portland State University, explains, not everyone is pleased with these modern updates.
In the late 90s, George Lucas restored the Star Wars films and re-released them to huge success. But he also updated the visual effects, which resulted in some very odd shot compositions, and he added new scenes like one in which Han Solo visits a comically digital Jabba the Hutt, and the infamous Han shoots first scene, which changes the audience perception of that character. Now Lucas is re-releasing all the Star Wars films again, this time in 3D, and he's once again reworking scenes, including one near the end of Return of the Jedi that may change the way we feel about Darth Vader. Public reaction to these changes has been very negative, and Lucas knows this, but he keeps tweaking the movies anyway. His argument is that they're his films to tweak, but this brings up an interesting question about ownership of the movie-going experience. In changing the movies, is Lucas somehow disrespecting the fans who love them? Are the Star Wars movies so embedded in our cultural consciousness that they are now somehow owned by all of us? As a part of viewers feeling nostalgic for a time in their past, especially their youth, they feel protective of those memories and the films from that period that entertained and shaped them. So for many, it's like Lucas is photoshopping their old family photos. Steven Spielberg has publicly admitted regret over having made digital changes to E.T. for its re-release in 2002, stating that he should have left it alone because every movie is a signpost of its time. But this is a postmodern time in filmmaking. Films are fragmented, deliberate, remediating, designed for short attention spans and internet film critics. So perhaps Lucas's retooled Star Wars movies are the Star Wars we've earned in 2012, for better or worse.
That was Dustin Morrow of Portland State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.